Welcome to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Here's the top story. A Mexican immigrant in Seattle, protected by the so-called Dreamer program, is now being held in a Tacoma detention center. This is believed to be the first arrest of its kind under President Trump. The man has filed a federal lawsuit in Seattle challenging his detention. Reporter Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team has the story. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
First off, this man was arrested on Friday, and what happened?
Yeah, so this young man, his name is Daniel Ramirez Medina. He came to the U.S. when he was about 7 years old. He's been living in California, going to school. He's 23 years old now, and he recently moved up to Washington to live with his father. So what happened on Friday is that immigration agents came to his father's home south of Seattle with an arrest warrant for his father. His father had an order of removal from the country, which is not uncommon. He was known to ICE, and they came there to follow up on that order of removal. But what happened was they picked up Mr. Ramirez, Daniel Ramirez, as well. So what's unusual about this case is Mr. Ramirez has what's called DACA. This is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Ramirez received this DACA protection twice in 2014 and 2016. This is a program created under Obama to give some protections to people who came here as young children who have only known the U.S. as their home. They're in school, they've served in the military, they've passed a background check, they pose no risk to the U.S. So when immigration agents then went to arrest Mr. Ramirez, he told them, I have DACA. Look, here's my work permit. They apparently knew that, but in the court documents, they say that ICE agents knew Ramirez had this DACA, but they told him he would be detained and deported anyway because he was, quote, not born in this country.
That seems like a contradiction. He was protected, although he was not born in this country, but that's what they said. Well, let's get, what is ICE's, this is the Federal Immigration Authority, what are they saying about why they chose to arrest this man?
So Mr. Ramirez has been in detention in Tacoma since Friday. On Tuesday evening, 4 days later, they came out with ICE released a statement saying that they arrested Mr. Ramirez because of a, quote, gang affiliation and risk to public safety. Mr. Ramirez's attorneys refute that claim. They say he's never been convicted of a crime. He's not a part of a gang, and that he was pressured by immigration agents to falsely admit an affiliation. Now, with the DACA program, gang affiliation is grounds for the government to deny your application or deny renewal of it or take it away. But why this is getting headlines is this is the first known DACA arrest under President Trump. And it's happened before Trump was in office, but these cases have been removed quickly. There's even a hotline that Department of Homeland Security maintains for DACA recipients to call if they've been falsely or wrongly arrested to say, hey, I have DACA, and they've promptly been released after that.
So this is the big question, Liz. We have a new president. There are hundreds of thousands of people here who are protected by this Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, this DACA program. We've met many of them on KUOW, and they're wondering, what does this arrest mean for those people?
This case is likely to get widespread attention and raise some concerns because of President Trump's position on DACA and the uncertainty around that going forward. During the campaign, we heard Trump vow to end the DACA program. He later backed off that after the inauguration, saying we'll work something out for these young people. And attorneys for Mr. Ramirez have hit a cautious note saying, don't panic, to all these DACA recipients. This is not a harbinger of a policy change. They believe it's an isolated case, a unique situation where this individual was perhaps mistakenly picked up by ICE. And just one more piece that we should mention is President Trump's recent executive orders. There's one that deals directly with priorities for enforcement, priorities for deportation, and it sets out some new guidelines on that. Nothing specific to DACA, but two guidelines in particular that could come into play here. One is a new priority for people who have committed acts that constitute a chargeable offense. So that's kind of drawing a new line. You haven't been charged, you haven't been convicted, but you've committed an act that might be chargeable. And there's another guideline in there in the executive order that says, in the judgment of an immigration officer, the person poses a risk to public safety. So that's putting the onus on the immigration officer rather than an immigration judge.
America is trying to figure out what all of this means. And meanwhile, Liz, we still have Mr. Ramirez here. And what happens next to him?
Well, he is still being held in the detention center in Tacoma. He has a hearing set for Friday in Seattle, in federal court in Seattle. And that's looking at his grounds of detention. His attorneys say that he wasn't given due process. It's an unlawful imprisonment. So that will be addressed in a courtroom on Friday here in Seattle. Meanwhile, his case will proceed, his deportation case will proceed through an immigration court with a different judge. So two different tracks there, and we'll see which direction they go.
KUOW reporter Liz Jones with our immigration team. Thanks for the update, Liz.
Thank you, Bill.